Live through your child. You gave up on your dreams, therefore your child owes you their life. Your self-loathing can be washed away by flooding your child with demanding dreams that can only live on through them. You know, son, I played soccer till I was 12. I was the goalie. If I kept playing, I probably could have gone pro. I definitely would have gone pro. I was.
Thank you, JP.
Thank you, Romy, for fulfilling our dreams.
Oh, that's another 4.5 minutes. Oh, it will put tears in your eyes. It's only funny if it's not you.
Yeah. We usually don't see you. That's the
right
thing.
But you will. Somebody will come to mind, I guarantee you, when you watch that one. Oh, it's hilarious.
We recently had the Drake clan visiting us. That's our daughter and three grandchildren. And there was one particular day where everybody was pretty tired. You know, we had been a full day. We'd kind of packed a lot into the day.
That was every day, actually.
And they're what are they? Check me here. Junior 7?
Almost 7.
And then Peyton is 5, and then Braxton is
3.
Okay. So they're young. They're energetic when they're energetic, and then they just kind of all collapse at one time, and they collapse, and they're all asleep. And then I looked at my daughter, Julia, and I could tell she was just exhausted. She was wiped out. And I told her, I said, honey, don't worry. It only lasts another 20 years.
Did she think that was funny?
In 20 years, you will if you raise your kids correct, in 18 to 20 years, you and James will have your lives back. And we're just approaching that. We'll be empty nesters here in another 2 months. That's going to be so weird.
After 35 years, think we can get along with nobody else in the house?
I believe we can.
All right.
You got to quit crying about it.
I'd say the funniest thing about their trip, last Friday night, we went up to Cottonwood. We were there for the Verde Valley Business Expo. And Rosie was at the fairgrounds from about noon till 7 setting up. Well, I don't know Junior that well. I mean, they left a couple years ago, and I live on the other side of town from them. So a couple times a year, I'd see him. Well, Rosie and I get to the restaurant where everyone is around 7:30 or 8. He must have just been so maxed out at girl time. I mean, he just came in like laid in my lap.
he was a little girled out, that's for sure.
Let's have some man time. All right. So we're featured in Coconino County. We've got a show that's packed for y'all today. We've got in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, John Eisenhower from Integrity Tree will be here talking everything trees. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll go open hour. And I hope we have time for phone calls. You can join us anytime at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. But boy, we've got a lot of material that I want to get covered for y'all today. At 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the 20 things you can do for under $500 to increase the curb appeal of your home, which is very critical if you're in the thought of selling your home. That's critical, the curb appeal. They've made the decision whether or not to put an offer on your house within about 20 seconds of pulling up and parking on the curb. So make sure the front of the house looks good. 20 ideas to help you do that. As well, at 9 o'clock, we've got, how confused are you about media distribution, how it's available through PDAs and TVs and internet TVs and all? It confuses me to death. You know, I can remember in the good old days growing up.
With five channels?
Yeah, you know, at most. And that's if you went to the VHF 21, you know. We had PBS Channel 8, we had ABC, CBS, and NBC. And, like, the whole world revolved around, in the Romero household, the entire world revolved around 6 o'clock Sunday evening. Because the NBC Peacock would fan its colors, and I'm talking this is in the 60s now, and you'd have Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Disney followed up by Bonanza. And I mean, it was 2 hours.
What could be better?
It was 2 hours, and this was back when Disney movies were great family events, you know? And it was two of the greatest hours of the entire week. And now you get what? You know, I can remember when Goldwater came on TV, like, and I was like 9 years old, and he was talking about, well, we should all be paying for our television. I said, what? Is that guy nuts? What kind of whack job is he?
Who would ever do that?
You know, and so here we are paying, what, $60, $70, $80, $100 a month to get plugged into this network of channels that I can never find anything to watch. You know, you limit yourself to about three different. Well, if you're confused about all of that, as confused as I am, we're bringing in an expert on that from Channel Choice TV. And he'll be able to kind of clarify that. That's at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we're talking about bugs. You know, you're nervous about mosquitoes. I mean, you know, I was on the Coconino County website here this morning, and one of the things on the front page is, hey, we've got fleas near the trail systems of Flagstaff that are carrying the plague. What do you do about that?
Better find out.
So we're bringing in the experts from Blue Sky Pest Control at 10 o'clock. So like I said, it's a packed show. If you want to join the conversation and squeeze in your question about the project you're trying to tackle around your house, we are a call-in talk show for home improvement.
You know, one of the great things, changing subject, 180.
Go, babe.
Yeah, keep up with me here. So one of the great things about being on radio is getting to be part of community service and driving attention to different needs. We were part of, very small part of, the Give-a-thon for Phoenix Children's Hospital last year. And do you know that they won the Crystal Award, which honored them for being the largest children's hospital fundraiser of its kind in the United States?
Number one.
I love KTR. I'm so proud to be part. But another thing I'd like to drive attention to is that St. Vincent de Paul is hurting. They need some donations right now because the heat brings on a lot of complications for families, and also being out of school, a lot of the kids of the working poor class don't have the school lunches and they need food. So St. Vincent de Paul, if you've got a little something to give, it's a great place to funnel your contribution.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Carol, our baby, here spend the last 2 months at home. She's down there volunteering in the evenings, getting good use of her Spanish and helping serve dinners and meals. So I'm tickled she's doing that. That's great. Folks, there's Bonanza. There it is. All right, folks, we're back with John Eisenhower in the 8 o'clock hour for the outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House. You aren't going to want to miss this. I always loved Hoss.